advised us not to use his name.
There's obviously lots of mixed emotions, mixed feelings. I mean, you have some people who are just involved in it for the sake of they wanted to get something, you know, the criminality side of it, which is obviously there, and it'd be a lie to say that it wasn't there. But the majority feeling from the kids that I speak to on a daily basis is that they feel, first and foremost, they feel as if like they don't belong to any society. They feel like they don't belong to any community. They feel like there is no community that cares about them. They feel that the council don't really care about them. They feel the council are just interested in evicting them and their parents out of their own homes. They feel like the police are only there to bully them, arrest them, beat them up, put fear into them.
In that case, why aren't they targeting, and not that they should be, but mm-hmm. targeting the town hall mm-hmm. or the police station? Mm-hmm. Instead, they seem to be going to shops to get trainers yeah. or TVs.
That's the most valid point, is why direct your anger towards the correct people. But we have an issue where in the areas in which we've seen the majority of the riot, it's very, very poor areas. It's areas where people don't have anything. And when the riots flared up, there was probably, I mean, in the area in which I saw the riots flare up personally, there was to begin with maybe 100, 150 kids who were marching on the vibe of don't hurt. And I've heard this with my own ears. They're saying no civilians, no local independent shops. They're saying they want to take the big companies that come in and take and give nothing back to the community.
But I saw a little shop myself yeah. yesterday in Hackney, which had been completely smashed
and
up.
And this is the point, is that from the area where I saw, is that it spiralled from that, say, that first 100, 150, it swelled to 300, 350, and this is where the people were coming in. They were just smashing random shops. And, I mean, the local community was there, and the majority of the community was out, the same community that are now wishing to just point fingers at the kids and blame them. They were out there, and yet they were also egging the kids on. So it's a difficult situation that we find ourselves in, especially in the lower, poorer parts of our communities.
But there were plenty of places where there was dire poverty mm-hmm. and there wasn't rioting. I mean, yeah. there hasn't, so far, yeah. there hasn't been rioting in Sheffield, there hasn't been rioting mm-hmm. in Glasgow, in yeah. Cardiff, some of these other big cities.
No, I know. And, I mean, I can't say for why people haven't rioted. I can only say what the kids are saying to me. I mean, if you wish to have a revolution, sometimes revolution, it starts with violence, because the way the kids are saying is violence is the only thing that's making anyone take a look. Because I've sat back and watched in my community for the last 5 to 10 years, nobody do anything about the youth crime, nobody do anything about the youth unemployment, nobody do anything about the poor education system that our kids are facing, because the police are no longer in our communities doing proactive work, no longer in our communities being known. Because when I was growing up, we had a local police officer who knew all our names, knew all our parents, knew where we lived. He came on the estate day in, day out, and spent time on the estate, got to know the kids. I feel right now is that it would be very short-sighted of this government, because they're in quite a powerful position right now, because as we've seen everything that's happened, they have an ability to actually make some serious change in our communities, the poorer communities. And it would be very short-sighted to say this is just purely criminality, because it isn't just criminality. Yes, there are lots of criminal elements to it, and there are opportunist criminals out there, but something needs to be done about the fact that the 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds in this country feel disaffected. And I think it's too easy for us adults to sit back and point the finger and just say they're just hooligans, because at the end of the day, it's our duty in society to make sure our children are raised properly. It's all good saying, oh, it's that parent's fault, that parent's fault, but we have a social responsibility together.
But don't parents bear some responsibility
do,
there?
Yeah,
when you
course.
Look at the age of some of the kids that are out there.
Definitely the parents do have responsibility. There's no way that anyone can say the parents don't have responsibility, but the parents are not only to blame, because in my area, the majority of parents are single parents and they're working 2 or 3 jobs just to be able to get by. They ain't at home because they have to work. So their children end up getting raised by a computer game.